Well, let's head over to Twickenham now. The scoreline, Raymond, doesn't read so well.
No.
30 points to 6, but there was a huge amount of controversy out of this game. Some late tries from England, and it certainly made it a lopsided scoreline. It wasn't the way that the game actually played out. Our man on the ground over there is the number one rugby union writer.
Unequivocal.
For the Daily Telegraph here in Sydney, Jim Tucker. And he's been good enough to join us to give us an understanding of how this 80 minutes played out. G'day, Jim.
G'day, Jimmy.
How are you, Jim?
Well, first of all, the scoreline not flattering from the Wallabies' point of view, but let's dig a little deeper. Huge amount of controversy, and we'll get to Michael Checker after the game, but two yellow cards in the first half, and yet still Australia was so close, Jim.
Yeah, that was an amazing show of courage just in that yellow card period. Down to 13 men at one point, and in that period of time, it just went 3-3. So the Wallabies really dug deep and were coming on strong around that hour mark, and that's a big, big moment, 13-6 to England, 69th minute. And there was a no-try decision, one of three in the game. So it was really a dramatic match based on the calls of the referee and the TMO. And in this case, Marika Corabetti, who had an absolute blinder for the Wallabies, the former Melbourne Storm winger, he got over the line, was turtled onto his back, looked to have got it down, but was held up in a tackle by Chris Robshaw, who was offside from the preceding ruck. He should have been whistled as offside, so he should have got the try. But in the end, it was whistled against Australia as an obstruction to Stephen Moore, who got in the way.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us. At that stage of the game, it was 13-6, about 10 minutes out. Australia still right in the contest. But as we've read, obviously Michael Checker after the game, extremely upset. I think he even voiced his disapproval in the half-time break about the refereeing. What was your opinion of the Kiwi ref, Ben O'Keefe?
Eddie Jones made the point, look, we've got the best ref in the world on the day. We've got a TMO, three played 10 times. Sorry, it's not unlucky. So Eddie saw one side of it. Michael Checker clearly thought he got the rubber of the green the other way, and there were three disputed try calls in the game. All went against Australia. So you can see his frustration. His issue will be that he uttered the word cheat from the grandstand coach's box. They have an optional coach cam in there, and it went to Checker, and he's been caught. That plus an expletive or two, and it's probably not going to go well for him. He was exasperated, tried to keep a lid on it after the game because he's very big on this no excuses culture, but you could see that he was just ruggable that a couple of try calls went against his men.
We've had reports back here, Jim, in the press conference, an English journalist actually asked Michael Checker about calling the referee a cheat, and he walked out of the press conference. Is that correct, Jim?
No, it was at a different period. A journalist did approach him for a TV interview, and that was a separate little area. And Checker was ropeable and thought he'd been, in fact, ambushed with that question. He thought, is this what it's got down to? What's seen on the TV? He basically said, look, have you never sworn yourself? Maybe I was showing a bit of emotion, but it's not about that. It was about the game. So he was very volatile and reactionary at that moment. But, yeah, like he's an emotional guy. And when the cameras go straight on him, sometimes it's very combustible.
Eddie Jones wouldn't mind giving a bit of stick to a former teammate either, too. I'm sure he'd appreciate that, Ed. In saying all of that, Jim, were there still opportunities for the Wallabies? From what I'm seeing here and reading, it was Tevita Kurundrani dropped the ball with line open after some good lead-up work from Semi Kuravi. Is that the case? They missed a few opportunities?
Oh, definitely. With that situation, Australia were hard on defence. Karibi made a brilliant 50-metre run, beat three tackles, and a little one-handed offload to Kurundrani in very wet conditions, so it wasn't an easy one to catch. But those guys have been friends since they went to church together in Brisbane as young boys. So you reckon in the backyard they would have caught it, but this is a test match, and he put it down. England, to their absolute credit, didn't just make it a stop at that point. They went on the counter-attack, put a kick to the sideline. Now, that's another big incident in the game. There, on the replay, you could imagine the ball had touched the sideline and the try should have been called back. Mm. Instead, the TMO gave the benefit of the doubt to England, try to Elliot Daly, and the kick ahead from that from England really made a huge difference in the outcome of the match. Mm.
Jim, if we could ask for the Jim Tucker report card on the Wallabies today. As I said, 13-6 with 10 minutes to go. They were still in the contest. How would you rate the Wallabies' performance?
Under difficult situation, I would give them no more than a 6.5. Mm-hmm. Bernard Foley through two forward passes. There were chances which they didn't take. Forget the two tries right on full time that England scored. This was a really tight, grinding test match. Wallaby scrum very good. They had some very good players. Marika Corabetti had his best game for the Wallabies. He was really good in a test match in Twickenham for the first time. 81,000 people. He really stepped up. Scott Theo, the prop, did well. Karevi did well. So there were some good moments. But Eddie Jones's boys, they really finished way over the top in that last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Scotland next week, the continuation of the tour, and we expect an improved performance from the Wallabies. Great for you to give up your time, Jim. We really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jim.
There he is, Jim Tucker. He is the number one rugby union writer for the Daily Telegraph here in Sydney. England 30, Australia 6.